We've obviously had a really poor day in a session there, having had, thanks to a couple of guys on day one, a very good day one. Ben Cox's 90 there was a brilliant effort. Fought very hard for us, as did Ed Barnard, and then Josh Tung's spell on Friday evening was international calibre. No doubt about that. He's got a bright future ahead of him. But then, from then, it's been a catalogue of errors, really, and we're probably not overly happy with it.
Got away from you yesterday, didn't it? Having reduced them on, as you say, on day one, then it really got away from you on day two.
Yeah, it did, and that's cost us. You know, to start the day over 200 runs ahead with them four wickets in hand, and to not even give them a score to get in the fourth innings is unacceptable, really. And you know, we've spoke about it already, and we draw a line under it, and we go again. First of all, Saturday in that semi-final, and then obviously a week tomorrow against Kent.
We started today needing players to dig in and get yourself something you could bowl at in the last innings, but just didn't materialise.
No, it just didn't. No one managed to get themselves in and get themselves going and do what we managed to do in the first innings when we were up against it. And what we have done all season, to be fair. We've not managed to do that. And we didn't manage to break that partnership yesterday, and ultimately they're the reasons why we've lost the game.
Was the ball doing a lot today?
I think it's done a little bit all game, to be honest. There's been enough in it, and there's been balls in the pitch. If you stack the ball in the right area and you do that over and over again and you're good enough to make the ball move, then there's certainly balls in it. I thought Hogan was exceptional for them today, especially. He hit the pitch really hard and made it difficult for our batters. And when no one gets in it and you're always starting, you know, you always are susceptible to those balls that that move around. And as I say, no one's managed to dig in and get through and get us a score and get us, you know, 150 or 200 to bowl at today, because the way we've been playing this season, you know, that might have been enough. But there you go.
Short period of time as captain now, and you've seen the ups and the downs with some good wins and then a couple of heavy defeats in the last two games.
Yeah, I have. That's cricket, that's the season. You know, we knew all along that we weren't going to have April to September all hunky-dory and roses. You know, we fought really hard at Hove, and I was very impressed with the way we managed to fight in a losing cause down there. We've been disappointing here, we know that. But ultimately, it's not the end of the world. It's 14-game season. And I suppose if you would have offered us this start, having won four after six games, we'd be very happy with that. So that's what we have to take solace in and move forward.
And what would be the approach now leading up to the semi-final on Saturday?
Well, my message is very much one of confidence. You know, we topped that North group. We played some very good cricket in that month of one-day cricket. You know, we've got either Yorkshire or Surrey coming here to what I hope will be a packed New Road. You know, it's our ground, it's our turf, it's our support, and we're fully expecting to put in a good performance and win the game.
Any problems you can see with confidence out there after the two defeats?
No, I don't think so. Our one-day cricket is, the way we play is full of confidence, and I want our guys to be vibrant and to really rise to the occasion. It's a big game, there's no getting away from that, but if we can rise to the occasion and really show off how good we are at the format, which I truly believe, then we'll have absolutely no problem.
And with Australia having been knocked out of the Champions Trophy, does that mean John Hastings is going to be available?
Yeah, John will be around, so we're looking forward to welcoming him back. Now's probably a good opportunity to thank Nathan Lyon for all he's done for us over these past 3 weeks. I think he's fitted into the dressing room seamlessly. He's been very good, very, very good bloke. He's bowled really well, I felt, over a couple of games without heaps of reward. And he's certainly helped our young spinners. So we thank him. We look forward to welcoming John back.